Mem Amud Beis. The Kol Ol Atzmo Tanoi. This halacha that you don't say separate brachas for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, but you kol them together in one bracha, is a machlokas Tanoi, whether you do that or not. The Tanya, Shabbos Shechol Lios B'Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos that coincided with Rosh Chodesh, O B'Cholo Shul Moed, or Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So Arvi Shachris U'Mincha Mispal Kedarko Shev. The Omer Me'in HaMa'or Abavoda, the Blezer Omer B'Hodot. So you daven Arvi Shachris U'Mincha regularly, say, what's it called, regular Shabbos davening, and you say Yalavi Yavo in Ritzei. And Rav Elezer says you say Yalavi Yavo in Modim. In Lo Omar Machzirin also. And if you didn't say it, then you have to say Shmoneh Esrei again. And this forum bring down that that's only for Shachris and Mincha, but not for Maariv. Maariv, since you can't be Mekadesh the Chodesh Balayla, so Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalavi Yavo at night, you don't go back. But on Chol HaMoed, even at night, there's no difference between night or day in Chol HaMoed. So it said Machzirin also on all the times because of Chol HaMoed. But the truth is, there's one exception, Rosh Chodesh at night, you don't go back if you forgot to say Yalavi Yavo. Musafim, by Musaf, Maschel B'Shal Shabbos, U'Messayim B'Shal Shabbos, the Omer Kedusha Sayom Be'emtza. And by what's it called? By Musaf, you start with Shabbos, you end with Shabbos, and you say, you mention Rosh Chodesh in between. Rav Shim Gamliel, Rav Yishmael ben Osho Rav Yochanan ben Broka Omrin, Kol Mokom Shezakuk L'Sheva, wherever you have to have seven brachas. Right? That means Shachris, Arvis, whatever. Maskel B'Shal Shabbos, and Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, the Omer Kedusha Sayom Be'emtza. Right? In all the cases, not just Musa, but all the Shmoneh Esreis, you do the same thing. See Rashi. The Kol Ol Atzmo, the Shachris, the Arvis, B'Rosh Chodesh, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, this idea of Kolel, of mentioning Rosh Chodesh in Kedusha Sayom, and not just in Yalav Yavo, that's a Machlokas Tanoi. Tanoihi, the Ika Tana, the Afilu Kolel Lesley. Right? There's a Tana that doesn't even hold that you Bechlau are Kolel, what's it called, Rosh Chodesh in Shabbos. Ela Omer Yalav Yavo Bavoda Kebechol. Birkas Hayom, Eino Zishkar Klal Afilu Lekolel. But in the Birkas, the Kedusha Sayom, you don't mention it at all. Maschel B'Shal Shabbos, Vatitin Lanu Es Yom HaManoach Hazeh, Messiah B'Shal Shabbos, Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Sulo. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all in the bracha, in the end of the bracha. U'miyu B'Musaf in the Emtza bracha Hu Nichlo. Right, but by Musaf you mention it in the middle of the bracha. But in Shachris, Mincha, and Maariv, you don't even mention it in the middle of the bracha. You what's it called? You just say it Yalav Yavo, and the rest of the Shmoneh Esrei is Shabbos alone. That's the first day. Avo Shachris V'Arvis Eno Nichlatu V'Emtza. The High Tana Lesley Kolo Shachris V'Arvis. This Tana doesn't hold the idea of Kolo Bechlau in Shachris and Arvis. All he holds is, and that's the way we hold, that you just say regular Shabbos for Shachris and Mincha, and you say Yalav Yavo in Ritzei. Kol Makom Shezakuk L'Sheva Afilu Shachris V'Arvis. And Rav what's it called? Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rav Yishmael ben Osho Rav Yochanan ben Broka, they hold that you say that to all of the Shmoneh Esreis, even Shachris and Arvis and Mincha, obviously Kedusha Sayom Shor Rosh Chodesh Im Shal Shabbos Kegon Es Yom HaManoach Hazeh the Es Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh the Moed Hu Es Yom HaShabbos Hazeh the Es Yom Chag Ploni Hazeh. It's interesting, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Rashi uses the Nusach of Yom HaManoach, which is mostly Nusach Sfar. When it came to Chol HaMoed, he says Yom HaShabbos, not Yom HaManoach. Because it could be that Legabi Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos is Yom HaManoach. So that's a good designation for Shabbos. For Legabi Yom Tif, or even Chol HaMoed, it's not Davka Yom HaManoach, because it's also Yom HaManoach. There's also Isser Malacha. Rosh Chodesh is no Isser Malacha. So there it has to say Yom HaShabbos, the Davka. It doesn't really fit, because Yom Tif is also called Shabbos. Even though, what's it called, Chol HaMoed is not called Shabbos. So Chol HaMoed is also a shtick of Yom Manoach. But so therefore, it is called Shabbos Yom Manoach Legade Rosh Chol HaMoed is not 100% the same thing. In any case, it's interesting Rashi changed the Nusach from Rosh Chodesh to Chol HaMoed. Psak, another Psak. Maseches Be'er Kibo'in and Hilchasod Deloki Hani Tanoi the Masaimi B'Shal Shabbos L'Chudei B'Musafim. The halacha is not neither of them. Right, the it's closest to what we do is Shachris Mincha and Maariv. We daven a regular Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei and say Yalav Yavo in what's it called in Ritzeh. What that Tana held you do on Musaf is you say a Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei, you include Rosh Chodesh in the middle of the bracha of Kedushas Hayom, but you don't end with Rosh Chodesh. You just end Mekadesh HaShabbos. You don't end Mekadesh HaShabbos v'Yisrael v'Rosh Chodesh. What we do is we do like this Tana Legavi Shachris Mincha Maariv, but Musaf we do differently. Ela Af Kedushas Hayom Boy La Kure B'Chasim Mekadesh HaShabbos Yel Vazmanu. What we do is Rosh Chodesh Musaf we mention Rosh Chodesh even in the Chasim of the Bracha. V'Rosh Chodesh Mekadesh HaShabbos Yel V'Rosh Chodesh. And in Chol HaMoed we say in Musaf Mekadesh HaShabbos V'Yisrael Vazmanu. The Ma'ida Ka'omer Shachris, the Arvis Mishal Kedarko, Va'omer Meina Ma'or Bavol, the Hilchusok Avasei. The Gavi Kol, the Shachris, the Arvis, Kabo'inon, Ein Halacha Ka'oso Hazug, the Amri Ka'omokum Shazok, Vesheva, called the Perak Sheni Rebeya. And we don't pass like the second Mandiyom Hashem Gamliel, that we always say this Nusach. We always put a Zecher of Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. That we don't hold like. We take a hold. We only say it in Yalav Yavo, and the rest is a regular Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei. Okay, let's go on. My Havi Allah. So, what was with the first Shiloh that we had? Whether you mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah or not, or Zikaron Echad Ola Lekulam. Am Reb Chizda Zikaron Echad Ola Lekan Lekan. Vechein Omer Rabba Zikaron Echad Ola Lekan Lekan. The Allah is you don't mention on Rosh Hashanah Mekadesh Yisrael v'Roshei Chodoshim v'Yom HaZikaron, but just v'Yom Mekadesh Yisrael v'Yom HaZikaron, and Yom HaZikaron is Kolel Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. And the Rishonim speak about whether you mention the Psukim of Rosh Chodesh in Musaf. You don't mention it in the Bracha because Zikaron is Olo Lekan Lekan. But the Maaseh there was separate Korbanos for Rosh Chodesh. So some say that you mention Sukim of Rosh Chodesh in Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, that's a Bala Iter, and others hold you not mention them at all. All you do is a Merames, and you say Milvad Olas HaChodesh the Min Chaso the Olas HaTomid, and that's the only mention of Rosh Chodesh Bechlal in Rosh Hashanah. That's how we hold it. May have the Allah Rashi Ma'al LaHaskosh Rosh Chodesh Rosh Hashanah. Tomorrow says no, you don't mention it in the Bracha. All you say is Yom HaZikaron. V'omer Rabba ki avina bei Rav Huna iboy alon mahu lomer zman b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Do you say Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Kiven to bizman lizman osi amrina. Since it comes from time to time, and some Rishonim hold time to time means literally what it says here, once a year. Something that comes more than once a year, you don't say Shechiyonu. Or some hold that even becomes twice a year. Bizman lizman can mean even half a year goes by. And some Rishonim hold if it's more than 30 days, you say Shechiyonu. That's why we don't say Shechiyonu Halo, because we say Halo every 30 days, at least. What's it called on Rosh Chodesh? So therefore, there's no Shechiyonu on Halo. What's it called for Rosh Chodesh? But if it comes in more intervals of more than 30 days, then we say what's it called Shechiyonu. Odil Makimin Lo Ikru Regalim Lo Amrinam. Since it's not called a Regal, you only say Shechiyonu on a Regal, right? And I always like to explain this in the following way. And what is it called a regular, not Shechiyonu, is not totally in regular Chorah. It's totally in whether it's a Yom Tov or whatever. It's there's different dinim of Shechiyonu. So in any case, but the din of saying it on something that comes from Yisman Lisman is a Yom Tov. What is it called a regular? It's not called a regular. But regular is, it means pa'amin, shalosh pa'amin bashana, regalim, shalosh regalim means three times. So if the ikr of the yontif is the time, so then you're making a bracha on the time. If Shechiyonu is a bracha on time, that's one way of looking at it. or no, it's a bracha on the hanoah you get because it's a new time. If it's a bracha on the hanoah you get because something new happened that happens every once in a while, it comes from time to time, then it makes something new. So you're making a bracha on the hanoah, then it doesn't make a difference whether regular or not. But if you're making a bracha on time itself, then it has to be a time that's significant as time. And Sholosh Regalim are three times. So you're making a bracha on the time. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, whatever, are not times where the Ikar is the time, the Ikar is the Inyan. So there it's a time of Din or whatever. It's not the time you're making a bracha on, it's the Inyan, and then maybe there's no Shechiyom. Lo Havi Biyadi. So he didn't know the answer. Ki Asai Bei Rav Yehuda, when he went to the Beis Medrash of Rav Yehuda, Omer Ano Akro Chadetu Nomi Amin Azman. I even say Shechianu not only on things that are dependent on time that come from time to time, but even things that come from time to time that I get hano out of, like a new fruit, a new pumpkin. So you see that has nothing to do with making a bracha on time, it has to do with making a bracha on the hano you get from something that comes intermittently. Omerei Rishus Lo Kami Boyaleah. That's a Rishus. You get Hanoah, you can make a bracha Shechiyonu. It's not a Chiyuv. And some learn that it's a Chiyuv. Rishus means that you didn't have to look at the Pri. You didn't have to eat the Pri or look at the Pri. That's what's it called? Kikomi Boyli Chova Mai. You have to make a Shechiyonu. So again, some learn that the Shechiyonu on new fruit is only a Rishus. Right? And the Avodah Gemara, what the Gemara says here. And it's not a bracha levatola, because if you feel hanoah, you feel something special, you can make a bracha. And others hold that it doesn't mean it's a rishus to make the bracha. It's a rishus because you didn't have to see the fruit. And adarava, most rishonim hold that really the bracha was made akara chadata, means on seeing it, not on eating it. You see a new fruit, you make a shechion. But the minig has become to make the shechion when you eat it, and not to make it when you don't eat it. But the ikur is when you see it, not necessarily when you eat it. So Omerli Rav Shmuel, the Omrei Tavayu, Ein Omer Zman Ela B'Sholosh Regalim. You only say Shechianu and Sholosh Regalim. And again, the reason, because those are called Zmanim. Those are Hazmanim. So you're making a bracha on the Zman. Rosh Hashanah and Kippur are not Zmanim. They're Yamim Tovim. They are Dinyonim. But they're not called the regular, not called Zman. Rashi, when I see a new pumpkin every year, I make a bracha shechiyonu. Mashma that the bracha is on the seeing, not on the eating. Okay, meisvei tein chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. Pasuk in Koheles, give a portion for the seven and for the eight. The belezer omer shiva elas shevisimei bereshis. Right, shiva is the 7 days of the week. Shmona elu cheshimei mila. Shmona is going on bris mila. Rav Yeshua omer shiva elu shiva shimei pesach. Shiva is 7 days of pesach. Shmona elu shmona yimei achad. And the eight is the days of sukkah. Shu omer v'gam l'rabo satzeres for Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur. Says tein chelik l'shiva v'gam l'shmona. Gam includes also Rosh Hashanah v'yom kippur and Shavuos. My lab lizman. What does it mean? Tain chelik. Give a chelik for all these days. What do they all have in common? You make a shechiyon. Or it says lo lebracha, right? Not lizman. Not for what's it called? Lebracha. You make a special bracha for these days. Mekadosh Yisrael v'azmanim. Or Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom Kippurim. Mekadosh Yisrael v'yom Hazikara. Hachi not mistaber. It's mistaber that's not going on shechiyonu, but going on the bracha you make of kedushas hayom. That you should make a bracha. It's only asmachta because all these brachas are only the rabbanim. Even though I think Rashi says in Chumash that mikra kodesh means that you get together and you make a bracha on the day. So it could be that it's already a daraisa, even though tefillah itself is only the rabbanim. But this nusach of tefillah, you have to make a bracha on a yomtiv, is a daraisa. At least it's an asmachta to it. Because Yisrael Kedaitet Lizman, if you hold it, it's talking about Shechiyonu. And not the bracha Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, Zman called Shiva Miko, let's change Chelik L'Shiva for all 7 days. You don't make a bracha all 7 days of what's it called, on Shechiyonu. Or is this all of Kasha? The Elo Mevorech Ha'idna, Mevorech Ha'idna. No, it's Pul Yom Ufra. It's possible any of the 7 days to make Shechiyanu if you forgot to make the first day. But for some reason you couldn't make the first day, then you make the Shechiyanu the first day you can of the 7 days. So all 7 days have a din of Shechiyanu. Not all of them together, but all of them independently. Gemara says, Mikoma kompo inen kos. Lechor, you need a kos. What are you going to make? In the middle of Chol HaMoed, make a Shechiyanu. You're not making Kiddush. You're not, when, how are you going to make a Shechiyanu without a kos? Lema misayeh alei l'Rav Nachman, don Rav Nachman, zman om rafila b'shuk. Let's say this is a proof to Rav Nachman. You don't need a kos. Because you say it without Kiddush. Halokasha, dikle kos. No, you had a kos, and you made a Shechiyanu on a kos. Where it says, Hotena chatzeres b'rashonim gamikurim. That's good by Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah. You make Kiddush. Yom Kippur and Hechi Avid. What do you do on Yom Kippur? How do you make a Shechiyanu al Hakos on Yom Kippur? Im Avorech Alei V'Shasi Lei Kivin Domer's Man Kiblu Alei V'Asu Lei. If you're going to tell me you're going to make it early, do it before Shkia. So you'll make the bracha before Shkia. Right? Mashmur here that the Shechiyanu you can make already before Shkia, just like you make Kiddush before Shkia. But if you made the Shechiyanu, you're Mekabel Yanta for it. So how can you drink? And you have to drink. Because you made a bracha, Bori Pri Agafen, how could you not drink? Others hold no. The Bori Pri Agafen is on what's kosher bracha, is not a Birchas Sanehen. It's like a Birchas Sanitzvah. You don't really have to drink. But there's a halacha that I'll say gnai for the kos. If you made a bracha on a kos, then somebody has to drink it. Okay. So if you, what's it called, if you made the bracha of Shechiyanu already, you're Makabel Yantif. And now you have to drink from the kos. How are you going to drink? The Omer Le Rav Yirmi of Araba the Rav, Mi Badlas, Omer Le in Badilna. Right? Just like we had in Brachas, that Rav Yirmi Rabba said to Rav, have you been Makabel on yourself Yantif already? And he said, yeah, I was already Makabel Yantif. Right, there's a mice over there where they thought it was later or whatever, and he was already Makabel Shabbos on himself, see Rashi. Eilu Shiva Simei Bereshis, HaShabbos Nivcha Mitocha, Tein Chelek L'Shiva, make Shabbos special from the other 6 days, Shmona Yimei Mila, HaShmini Nivcha Mitocha, make the 8th day special Agabi Mila. Eilu Zayin Yimei HaPesach, Sha'ata Tzorech Loses Chelek L'Kula, L'Kam L'Forish Mai Chelek, give something special to the 7 days of Pesach, the 8 days of Sukkot. What's so special? The bracha. The mevarch and kol yom and mekadosh yisrael's manis. Gemara says, isn't it that you make a Shechiyanu on those days? Give something special to these days. Gemara says, no, it means give something special. Make a special bracha, mekadosh yisrael's manim on these days. Mikomakom kos bo'inen. Le'el mahadar la'ok me'hoch. Right. Le'el mahadar la'ok me'hochi. Hochi nan mistabra. The isol kadaitis man zman kol shiva mi'ika. With the Kamer Dili Lo Omar Hidna Omar Lamachar Liuma Uchrina Hai Nami Lesser the Hakos Yayin Boy. You can't say that it means you make the bracha whenever you can, right? So it's talking about what's it called Shechiyanu. Why? Because it's talking about Shechiyanu. You need a kos, and on Chol HaMoed you don't make Kiddush. Boy Lamar Bracha Allah Ustama Di Inshi Yom Akama Islu Kos Av Bashar Yomi Lekuli Alma Leslu. Not everybody has a kos because they don't have to make Kiddush. When you have to make Kiddush, you have a kos. But if not, not everybody has wine. So how are you going to make a Shechiyanu the other days? Gemara says, Holo Kasha. The Mikli Rekos. Ula Olam Azman Koi. Ula Rav Nachman Lo Tesayei. Really, it's going on Azman. Not on what's it called. And you can't bring any Raya from here to Rav Nachman that you don't need a Kos. Because maybe you had a Kos. Gemara says, Tenech Atzeres Rosh Hashama. Ikele Meimer Dizman HaKos Koma. Komerle. Ele Yom HaKippurim. Ibizman Mok Misla. Al Korchach Siyata Rav Nachmani. You're already Makabel Yantif and you can't drink it. So again, this brice of Tein Chelek L'Shiva, the Gam L'Shimona, L'Chora can be talking about Shechiyanu. No, it can't be talking about Shechiyanu because what are you going to do with Yom Kippur? So it must be talking about the Baruch of Makabel Shesov Azman. Mi Baglis, Pam Achas Neskashu Shamayim Ba'avim. One time it got dark early because of this clouds. His fellow Rav shall Shabbos in Bav Yom, and Rav davened already Shabbos, Mariv Shabbos, while it was really light. The Omer Le Rav Yirmiyah the Rav mi Badlus min Amalacha mishikibalta alecha Shabbos for Omer Le in Badilna. Were you ready Makabel Shabbos? Did you have in mind to Makabel Shabbos? He said, yeah. So then it's Shabbos already. Okay, so Mara says,
you
can't make the bracha and just leave the kos and not drink it, because the person who makes the bracha has to drink something. Somebody has to drink something. Either because it shouldn't be a bracha levatala, because you made a bracha and didn't drink anything. Or even if it's not a bracha levatala, it's a gnai for the kos, that's the other svara. Not to be drunk. We'll see in 1 second. What's the one of the nakaminas? So Mara says, Leis veli yinuka, les hilcha sokravacha. Right? To give it to a child? No. We don't give a child on a tinus, coast to drink, because we're afraid that when he grows up, he'll think you're allowed to drink wine on a tinus. So remember, when he was a kid, I drank the coast. Dilma osi la misfach. Rashi. Right? Give it to a tinnik. The high she yitom the ka'omer lav dafka ka'omer amavorech. It's not that the mavorech has to drink. Right? And we'll see in 1 second it could still be because of bracha levatala. But you give it to a kid. Why? The hu adin ki shasi achrini. Somebody else could drink too. The time when mishum dignaihu lekosho bracha shalo yehene odom yimenu la'alta. She tehei birka sayayin deboi priyagof and shalo vitzorech. Somebody drinks it, it's okay. Right? So Rashi here says the ikar reason is there shouldn't be a gnai for the coast, but it's Rashi also that the Bori Kriya Gofen is made shalom tzorech. But he doesn't say that it's a bracha levatola. It's just that you make a bracha on a coast, if you don't drink the coast at all, then why'd you make a Bori Kriya Gofen for bakla? Right? Otherwise, somebody's not to drink from this coast. What? No, but that's then what does the coast have shakas? That's not a la coast. No, that's saying that to make it a la coast, you have to make a very fair guffin on the coast. First you make a very fair guffin on the coast, and you meyached the coast, and you just stop, make a shechionu, hold a cup of wine, and the shechionu and the coast have no shakas to each other. But here you covey it on the coast. That's what you have to drink. What? No, but so Yom Kippur you can't. No, I understand. No. But what we're saying over here is now the bracha is koveya. This is a kos of yayin that now you can be koveya shechi on the one. So that's really the reason for the bracha. It's not a brichas hanehen. It's a brichas hamitzvah on the kosher bracha, right? The bori kriya gofen. It's not here a brichas hanehen. The only reason you have to drink is because otherwise it's a gnai for the kos. You're a koveya this kos for something important. You didn't drink from it. That's the thing. Others learn, no, it's a bracha levatola. How could you make a bori kriya gofen, right? In other words, you have to drink from the kos, because you have to, what's it called, make a bori kriya gofen, because otherwise it's not kriyas hakos. But you can't make a bori kriya gofen without drinking, because it's a bracha levatola. So one necessitates the other. Okay. Yeah. So eventually, you know, it says you use it for, what's it called, for havdalah. Eventually you'll make the bracha on it, right. You don't have to drink it, somebody has to drink it, because it's a gnai for the coast. Who can itanya nami bigmar perver who based it? Lo yifros adam prusa the orchim elim kain ochil mohem. You can't make a motzi unless you're eating. Sharihen yicholim lasos, right? They make the bracha. Avol porei shulavana levnei beiso kedei lechanchon b'mitzvus. You're allowed to make a bracha, also even if you're not eating with your children, to teach them the bracha. So it's not a bracha about tala, because chinuch. The apapisha hulo tov, el abon of shaper gami. The apapisha birach aleha birach samotzi. Even though you're making v'achav bar Yaakov lo isporish. Where v'achav bar Yaakov said this, that what's it called, that you don't have to drink, we don't know. Rashi said, I don't know where it is. Tosus brings down a makor in Shabbos, where a question was asked, and it was a Masorah that was Rav Acha bar Yaakov asked that kasha, and from there we know that you don't have to drink. Dasi lemisrach, that what's it called, that you can give it to a kid. Dasi lemisrach, atinik la'achra mimi. So he'll follow his, what he's been conditioned to do. Zeh, ulishtoso biyom ha-kipurim, achashi yagdum. So, what do you do? So, this din of Hashem, what's it called, asi lemisrach, what happens if a bris on Yom Kippur? So, who drinks the kos there? Do you? So some hold you don't make a dana kos if you have a bris. Some rishonim, because nobody can drink the kos. You can't give it to a katan. And what's it called? Some hold that you give it to the yoledes, because she's still, well, it could be she's still a misukin, right? She's a, even though it's after 8 days, she says she needs it. You give it to her. Others say that you don't make a bracha b'chlal ala kos. You make a bracha on hadash, just to have something chashuv that you made the brachas on of the mila after naming brachas, which you have to drink it.
No.
Nothing. No, they didn't make a bracha on the kosher because they couldn't use it. You can't drink it. You can't use it. So other rishonim hold that you give it to a kid. The Gemara says a very awesome misrach. Tosa says that's only something kavua. If you make a bracha every year on a kosher and say shechianu and give it to a kid to drink, and he grows up, they'll think you have to make a bracha on a kosher on Yom Kippur for gedolim too. But here brisim don't happen every Yom Kippur. It's something that happens only bakroi. Then you can give it to the kid. We're not afraid that there'll be another bris on Yom Kippur when he's a gadol, and he'll remember that he drank at a bris or whatever. It's not dover kavua, so you give it to the tinnik. So my havi aloh, so what's taka the halacha, right? What do you do with the shechiyonu on Yom Kippur? Shadrua rabbonin l'rabiyemar, saba, kamed rabchizda, b'mala yomad reishasa, amrulei zil chazi hechi avid uvda. Told them what's it called, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, right, go and see what they do on Yom Kippur, how they make the bracha of Shechiyam, with a kosher, without a kosher, who do they give the kosher to, do they drink from the kosher, and Torah Eimalon, and come back and tell us what they do. Kichaz yo omer le, gluya l'retiva ratsa le beduchte. So, Eimalon kichaz yo, tell us what you saw. Omer le, gluya l'retiva ratsa le beduchte. Said, what's it called? Rashi says Hamagbia eitz lach sheino roi lahesek biyadua shetzorech limkomo ho ve'elav eino tzorech shalchinam lo higbio kolomer alchinam lo bosu lekat. Now, you didn't come here for nothing. Came here to be able to what's it called, report what they do on the shechiyonu of Yom Kippur. So when you pick up a what's it called, a wet piece of a moist piece of wood on Yom Tif, it's clearly not to use it for burning, because it's not burnable. It's wet. So Elamayit's Muksa. So it must be you picked it up with Tzorech Makomo. Same thing over here, right? There must be a reason why I came here, right, to report on this halacha. Aisulei Kasa de Chamra, Kaddish, the Omar Zman. Right? So they brought him a cup of wine, and this is on Rosh Hashanah, and he was Makadish, and he said, Shechiyonu. So that was the Shaila. What did they do on Rosh Hashanah? Right, did they make Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah? So Rosh Hashanah, they made what's it called bracha on the coast in Kiddush. The Hilchasa Omer Zman b'Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippurim. The Hilchasa Zman Omer Afilu B'Shuk. And the halach is also that you say Zman even if you don't have a coast. You don't have to daf to say Shechiyonu on the coast. What? No, no, not Yom Kippur, but this they learned what's it called. That the halacha. You see, the Iker, we wanted to know, do you say Shechiyonu on Rosh Hashanah? But what's it called? And they say, well, what was the raya? Since you can make a Shechiyonu even mirashus, you can make it on a new, what's it called, a new pumpkin, and that's only a rishus, according to those Rishonim ones, rishus. So maybe he made the bracha here as rishus. Maybe he just felt like making a bracha. Maybe he didn't have to make it. He said, no, since he knew they were learning from him, he wouldn't have done it as rishus, so they should learn that you have to, and they would think you have to do it. So he was, if only if you had to do it, would he have done it then, knowing that there's somebody there looking and reporting back what the halacha is.
When did this ask you? Why did he go and send somebody to make a report? Why did he send his child?
When you just ask him, maybe he didn't have time to answer. Is there a rush or something? Is there a rush or something?
Yeah, before Rosh Hashanah,
yeah, maybe they didn't have time. They wanted to know, you know, what to do Rosh Hashanah. Well, I guess that couldn't be, because it would be too late in it. What? That's a chiddush that Mr. Brewer says. That's not a, there's no sense, says that. Mr. Brewer says, Nira Lee, that make a shechiyon. It's no worse than when you see somebody after 30 days. But that all of that's the same thing as Korach Chavit.
But it's still too late for this year, because they wouldn't know what to do.
Could be. Right, Hadchazir Rav Chisda Rav Yeba, when Rav Chisda saw Rav Yeba, Omer Lei, Gluya L'Rativa Ratzel L'Duchte. Hamagbiya Eitz Loch, She'enu Roy L'Hesek, V'yadua Shetzorach V'nkomo. Now, if you pick up a wet piece of wood, it's obviously not for its purpose, it's because you need the place. However, Eva V'enu Tzorach, Shalchinam L'Higbiya, you didn't pick it up for nothing. There must be a reason why things happen. Kolomer Alchinam L'Bosach, you didn't come here for nothing. You came here to learn halacha. They sent you to learn halacha from me. So I'll show you what the halacha is that you make Shechiyonah and Rosh Hashanah. And the halacha is that you only make a Shechiyonah and Rosh Hashanah, you make on Yom Kippur also. What else is here? So one second. So we said there's two reasons why you have to make why you have to drink from the coast. According to the first reason, that the reason is because of it's a gnai. So lechor, you can give it to a kid who's not afilu bar chinuch, because somebody drank from the coast. But if the reason is that it's made a bracha vatola, but you can, like Rashi says, you can teach your kids the bracha, that's only a bar chinuch. Has to be a bar chinuch for brachas who's not a bar chinuch for Yom Kippur. So out Yom Kippur you're allowed to give him, but for what's it called, for brachas, you can teach him the bracha. So it has to be a bar chinuch. If it's not a bar chinuch, just drinking, it's still a bracha vatola. Right, because a kid can't learn brachas, he's not a bar chinuch. Also, they say that this idea of asu the misrach is only where there's no tzorich for the cotton. You're giving him something, and he thinks that it's okay to do because they gave me to do it. But if you feed a kid on Yom Kippur, right, he's not going to learn when he grows up. He's about to eat on Yom Kippur because he knows that he did that because he needed it then when he was a cotton. Now he's a cotton, he has to fail. Right, otherwise, you wouldn't be able to feed a kid on Yom Kippur. Right, but it's a tzorich of the cotton. Then we don't say asi le misrach. If it's tzorich of the gadol, then we say, well, they used me when I was a kid, and I can do it now too.